Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Any of us look back and say interracial marriage should still be illegal on the day after Barack Obama is elected president of the United States?
If Barack Obama's parents were same-sex married, Barack Obama would have never been born.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could get 20,000 people having sex for seven straight days?
What we're saying is we're willing to accept some infanticide as the implication of our support for abortion.
Faith has sustained me through the challenges and the joys of my presidency, and faith will guide me for the rest of my days.
Well, I enjoy history, especially Christian history, as much as the next guy. And of course, the church has a long tradition of not forgetting those who have gone before us in the faith, whether they be recent or whether they be more ancient. Although today seems a little stretch. I'm just a little stretching the principle here. The church remembers today Elizabeth of Hungary, a 13th century princess of Hungary, and one must immediately wonder why. We'll be answering that question here in the first part of Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon. It's November the 19th. Pastor Will Whedon is our guest for the first 10 minutes of the program. Thanks for tuning us in. After we conclude our conversation on Elizabeth of Hungary, we'll conclude our three-part daily series with Pastor David Shaddy. We've been talking about the gospel and the Christian family today. The family is a basic unit of authority and government in the world. The family is the principal place for education of children, a refuge for children throughout life, and the family is a community of believers. That's all coming up here in about 10 minutes on Issues Etc. Feel free to call us or email us as we come to you live this Wednesday. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Pastor Will Whedon is pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. He joins us to talk about Elizabeth of Hungary. Pastor Whedon, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Joy to be with you.
I am in favor of remembering the saints, big and small, as much as the next guy, but this one seems a bit of a stretch, a 13th century Hungarian princess, Elizabeth. Why does the church remember her?
You know, that it's certainly easy to look at it and go, well, what on earth would set her apart until you know the story of her life? And when you know the story of her life, it's sort of, there's a number of key things that tie into, especially maybe a Lutheran would want to be remembering her, as well as the entire Christian church. She was indeed born a princess, and she was born in Hungary. But, you know, she lived a typical princess life of those days, which I don't know what people think it was, but it wasn't real wonderful. She was, when she was 4 years old, she was sent to live with her future husband. That sent her from Hungary to the Wartburg Castle in Thuringia in Germany, where Luther, by the way, later would be incarcerated by his prince and would work on translating the New Testament. While she was there, she grew up, and she grew up with the man she was going to end up being married to, and their marriage was a wonderful marriage. They got married when she was 14, and she lived a life that was so exemplary of Christian virtue, because she didn't just devote herself to her children, and it's sort of up for grabs whether there were three or four of the kids. I know our Treasury Daily Prayer says three, but I think other sources say there were four kids. But she had children. Her husband, when he was still very young, was taken from her. He went to the Crusades and he died. So she lost her husband. But before her husband died, she and her husband opened up their home to minister to the poor and the needy in their community, especially to the sick and the suffering, those who had nobody to look after them. She basically founded the idea of hospital, if you will. She had two such institutions there at the foot of the Wartburg. And rumor is that one day she even gave up her own bed to let a leper sleep in it. She was so concerned about the words of Christ that whatever you do to the least of these, you've done to the least of my brothers, you've done to me. And then when her husband died, it appears her brother-in-law was not real happy with the way that she'd taken the family funds and given them away to the poor to minister to them. And he gave her a really rough time. She ended up leaving her home there and becoming, she took care of her children. They were provided for. And then she became a monastic herself, a nun, if you will, and continued to devote herself to these acts of charity. Picture like a Mother Teresa kind of a figure. She was sort of the first of that. And she continued to do this all the way up until the ripe old age of 24. She died at 24 because of the austerity of her life, where she just didn't want anything for herself, but she was always trying to serve and help other people. And, you know, here I am serving in southern Illinois, and let me see. There is a hospital down in Belleville. Do you remember what it's called?
I believe it's St. Elizabeth's, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my, St. Elizabeth's. And there's a hospital in East St. Louis. And do you remember what it's called?
I think it's also called St. Elizabeth's.
And, you know, there used to be a hospital in Granite City. Now it's called Gateway. But remember what it used to be called?
If I remember correctly, it was also St. Elizabeth's.
St. Elizabeth's, because all these hospitals around the world that are named for St. Elizabeth remember the life of this young girl who, you know, so young, so tender, devoted herself to a life of charity, to a life of mercy, to a life of kindness and meeting the needs of the people in concrete, specific ways, helping them out with food, tending them when they were ill. She basically is the mother, if you will, of hospitals. And so the church, when she sets herself, you know, sets the day aside to remember St. Elizabeth, is remembering this shining light of benevolent charity and humility. Even though she was a princess, she didn't think it was above herself to be taking care of people who were in physical need. She did it herself with her own two hands. The church celebrates and remembers her on this day.
I want you to talk about this because, you know, we've just come through a season of some rather high-flown politics, taking 2 years to elect a president and talking about little else in the news in the last year than the presidential election. And I think about those who govern wisely, as many do in the United States, but also those who have the means to help others. If you would, translate the life, this short but significant life of this Saint Elizabeth, into our day and age today, Pastor Whedon, to those who govern us and what ought to be the goal of good government and those who administer it according to God's will and wisdom.
Now, when you're ministering the government and God, according to God's will and wisdom, you are recognizing that your position is not one of prestige, it's not one of pride, it is intended to be a position of service, and especially service to those who otherwise are not being cared for. The feudal system under which Elizabeth lived if you were on the bottom, I mean, you were like human trash. You know, nobody cared about you. A peasant was worth what you could get out of him from the fields, and they were treated like animals, you know? And she said, no, every single person there is has the dignity of being a brother or sister of the Son of God by virtue of his incarnation, and it is our duty, our joy, our delight to be able to serve them. So if a government, even today, is able to look at the poor and those who are really struggling and suffering and say, you know, we're not here just to put money in our wallets and to take care of our good buddies and friends. Our job, we have been entrusted with power, with authority, so that we can responsibly care for those people who are in need, real need. And she as a Christian ruler, just exemplified that herself. Of course, we said people didn't like it. It cost them money. But she said, you know what? Money can't be better spent than in providing for those who are so helpless, so poor, so in need. So
and, with only about 30 seconds here, Pastor Whedon, we are dealing with what by all accounts is an exemplary life. Does that mean that to be named a saint in God's eyes, one must have such a life of exemplary virtue? Is that what makes the saints, their virtues?
No, no, she would be the first to say, what are you talking about? She said that a saint is a sinner whose sins have been forgiven, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they, living in the confidence and joy of that forgiveness, they seek to bring the joy and life of the kingdom that will come at Christ's return already into the darkness of this age. And she was a shining light that way, and in that way she does remain a model for us, but we recognize that the saints of God are his baptized children who live under the blood of the Lamb.
Pastor Will Whedon is pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. Always a pleasure, Will. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Folks, Pastor Matt Harrison and LCMS World Relief are continuing in the footsteps of the saints, not only of Elizabeth of Hungary, but many others who, nameless to us today and forgotten, have given their lives in sacrifice for others as Christ gave his life in sacrifice for us all. Pastor Matt Harrison and LCMS World Relief continue this charitable giving. You can find out about their great work, whether they're helping people who are victims of hurricanes or earthquakes or tsunamis or any other kind of domestic trouble, people in foreign lands, people who are victims of natural or man-made disasters. It is all under the purview of Pastor Matt Harrison and LCMS World Relief. Find out about their work at worldrelief.lcms.org, worldrelief.lcms.org, or you can donate by calling 1-888-930-4438. That toll-free number, 888-930-4438. Pastor Matt Harrison and LCMS World Relief. When we come back from this break, we've got the last part of our three-part daily series on the gospel and the Christian family with Pastor David Shaddy straight ahead. Now, we've covered a lot of ground on mothers, fathers, children, and marriage. We still have ground to cover. The family is the basis of so many things: education, government, authority. It's a refuge throughout life, and it is a community of believers. We'll talk about all of that with Pastor David Shaddy after this.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues, etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues, etc. Issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Issuesetc.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Issues, etc. Regular guest, Pastor Will Whedon on the Treasury of Daily Prayer.
All I can say is prepare to be blown away. It's something I've never seen in the whole of Lutheran liturgical history. It's a complete daily office book and so much more, and it's in a single volume.
Order an advance copy of the Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or look for the cover at our website, issuesetc.org.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues, Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.